So there's a question that they're actually, that the, it's in the Shulchan Aruch, it's already brought down. It's brought down by the Magen Avraham. It's brought down by his, by the Taz, and the Taz following on the Bach. They all ask the same question. We say, in the Brachas, the Birchas HaShachar, we say, Baruch, Tarshav, Kim, Achalam, Shaloy, Asani, Goy. That we did not, Hashem did not, that Hashem, thank you Hashem, did not make us a Goy, a non-Jew. And the question is, why is it that you're saying this in the negative instead of making a bracha and saying that we're not something like the other brachas we say, Pekach, Ivrim, Hashem has opened our eyes. So why did Hashem make us, why do we make the bracha that we are Jews? Hashem made us a Jew. And if you're going to say, and to make this question a little bit stronger, and if it's the whole issue is that the fact is the brachas were not a non-Jew. So when did that happen? That happened when we were born, or if we are converts, we converted. So at that moment, maybe you could understand to make a bracha that that Hashem didn't make us a guy. But why every day should we say the bracha, oh, thank you Hashem for not making me a guy? That happened when we were born. That happened when if we converted or something. That happened at that moment. But every day we thank Hashem that sure we're not a guy. And this is a question that they all ask. It's right there even on the Shulchan Aruch. And the Magen Avraham brings down something very interesting. And he says is that we've established already kind of in the morning, you know, waking up in the morning, the Birchas HaShachar and the Mold Ani and the Birchas HaTorah and everything, that it's as much about the fact that we're getting up and Hashem has given us back our neshama and the fact that we went through a night and Hashem has created a new day of ingrating our neshama with our body. That's the brachas we're making. And the Magen Avraham says that we're saying a bracha on a Kabbalistic level, that when our soul journeys up from our body up to Shemayim, that there's no, let's call it klipas, there's no husk or nothing that was attached to it that was part of a non-Jew. That the fact that we came back into our bodies, and we say a bracha shloya sani goy, is that this morning we woke up and we did not have anything attached to our neshama. It's a very deep concept. We're going to try to work through it a little bit and get a little bit better understanding of it. But so it is true that every day we have to say thank you Hashem for not allowing, let's call it the goish, the non-Jew, the goy, the strange klipa, the strange husk attached upon us. And it also answers the question. He says that also explains why it's not, it is every day. It's not just the day we're born that we are not shleya sani goy. It's every day that we are not attached, we're not a goy aspect is attached to us. It's a bracha to be made. Now, this might be hard to understand, but we're gonna break it down and explain a little bit deeper, which might be more easier to understand. So the Pnei Menachem, explains that we know. We say, Hashem is our God, that Hashem is our God because he took us out of Mitzrayim. And because of the Lo-Yia, right, the two first commandments, the Sefer Devarim, the Ten Commandments, Anoich Hashem and Lo-Yia L'cha Elohim Acher, should not have any other gods with you. So in every action, in every relationship of a Jew with Hashem, there are two parts to it. There's a part of Anoich Hashem, I am your God that I'm you connected to, but also you have to understand La Yia Lakim Achem. Don't allow any other gods to be part of you. So now we could actually bring in an interesting question. We could say, wait a second. It's true. Maybe it's true that. That we understand that, of course, Anoich Hashem, we are God. Hashem is our God. But we all know that we do have, we allow in our very body, there's a thing called Elzar. There's a thing called a strange God. You know that strange God is the Yetzirah. And the Yetzirah is, it thrives in our body. And it's the aspect of Elohim Acherim. It's the aspect of Elohim Acherim. It's the aspect of Hashem says, connect to me, but also, and don't connect to other things. So if we have the Yetzirah in us, so now we can ask the question a little bit differently. Not how do we say Shalai Asani Gai? How are we allowed to say the Bracha Shalai Asani Gai? Every single morning we wake up and we have a piece of a Gai in us, which is this Yetzirah, this thing that affects us in a way that creates a stranger from, it's a stranger from our connection to Hashem. And what is a guy? By the way, the word guy means a nation, a separate nation, a different nation, right? So in our very essence, we are built in a way that we shouldn't be able to make the bracha Shalai Asani Gai, because it's not true. Hashem creates us every morning, and there's still part of us that has a aspect called the Yetzirah that has aspect of Gai. We're going to see also by Eved the same thing. There's an aspect of that's Eved, a slave to our own bodies, to our own taiva, own desires. So now instead of, we flip the question around. We ask the question at the beginning, why should we say Shalai Asani Gai every day, right? Hashem made us a Jew. That's it. And we should thank Hashem every day itself. The answer is that there's more, there's a deeper level. There's a Shalai Asani Gai is that there's actually a problem. How do we even make the bracha Shalai Asani Gai? How do we make the bracha when we can't say that without the fact that there's a Yetzirah, there's a piece of it that's Gai, and we have to separate from. So now we're going to develop a format. And it's obviously important for us to understand what is it about us that makes us Klal Yisrael? What makes us Yisrael that we're not a guy? What creates that? So I'll give you a little hint, because we're in the parshas of Mitzrayim and Shemais, and we know that the Jewish people, there are certain things that didn't change. And one of them is deeper, one's lush in the way they dress. So there's certain aspects of us that are which separate us clearly from the non-Jew. But we're going to build up towards that. So there's a beautiful concept, which is from the Divrei Yecheskel, Rameir Peshlimim, I think his name is, right, says something very fascinating. Says like this. He says it's again focusing on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, one of the first lines of Shulchan Aruch, it's a very famous line. The Shulchan Aruch and the Aruch Chaim starts off this whole Shulchan Aruch with Yiskaber Kari Lama Bebokal Avodas Bara. You should get up in the morning like a lion, and you should greet the day. You should greet it like a lion, and you should to go serve Hashem. And the Ramah like says something very interesting. Who says that Vushakov Kol Mishkla Yaidilafima? The Ramah puts in a line, and by the way, when you go to sleep, know who you're sleeping in front of. So it's like a kind of downer, you know, like you have the Mechaber saying, get up like a lion. The Ramah says, by the way, it's important how you go to sleep. But it's a fabulous thing, it's a fabulous understanding of what we're talking about when it means getting up, and also it means going to sleep. Because what this Divrei Yecheskel says, he says that it's such a beautiful thing. He says, you want to know how you can get up as a lion is if you go to sleep as a lion. If you go to sleep like a horse, you're going to get up like a horse, right? If you just fall in your bed and that's it, and that's whatever happens, you're going to end up waking up like a horse. But if you go to sleep, and this reason why you're going to sleep, and we're going to get into this a little bit more, is to re-energize yourself, to give Hashem the ability we could put on the Neshama to Hashem, so Hashem could recharge on the Neshama. And he could give it back to us, that we wake up in the morning and say, my Dani, we get up with a brand, with an excitement, with like a lion, like a roaring, with a roar. Why? Because we went to sleep to do that. We put our moon up, right? As you spoke about last week. We put our moon up at light, lahagi babaika by chasecha by moon as palela. But we put our moon at night. We put our neshamas in the hands of Hashem for the purpose of waking up like an Ari. If we go to sleep, there must not this, being a down and saying, oh, by the way, how are you sleep? He's saying, you want to know how to get up as a lion? Go to sleep as a lion. When you go to sleep as a liar, it means that you go with the understanding that the next day is a new day. And you don't look back and you come with excitement. So now we can understand something. There's one very specific point in our day that we could say Shalai Sanikar. Right? We wake up fresh. We wake up excited. We've been re-engaged. Hashem is giving us Rabba Mesach. He's put on the Shabbat back into us with the Muna that we are going to conquer today. And what we're saying in that moment is, at that moment, before I let my body overtake me and my Yetzirah overtake me and everything, Hashem, thank you for not making me a guy. And at that moment, it's true. Until I engage my Yetzirah, at that moment, I have the ability to still say, thank you, Hashem. You've gave me an opportunity at this moment to restart my day, restart my existence with a neshama that screams that I want a connection to Hashem. And it screams that I want a special connection with you. And at the moment before I get allowed my Yetzirah to engage me, I am at that moment Shalai Sanigai. And we talked about this before, already said it by Med Ani, but it's something that I try to do recently, only after I start learning this stuff, right? Which is like, we wake up in the morning, it's so vital for us to engage our connection to Hashem, the opportunity Hashem gives us at that moment before we allow the world to engage us. So some of us maybe have alarm clocks that wake up and you get to hear the wonderful news. So first of all, throw out the alarm and throw out the news, right? But wake up to the first thing in your mind is Maidani. Wake up, the first thing is not checking your emails, not checking your texts, who connected with you on whatever you connected on, right? But more importantly is to start off and say, my starting point is Shalai Sanikai. My starting point is that Kadosh Baruch Hu, you established me, and the reason why you established me is that I'm special, because I didn't make you a guy. And how did I do that? Because I engaged you with something very special. What's that special? It's the Krishma. Right? When you do Krishma Amita, this is, by the way, said by the son of the Baal Tanya, the first Babaji Rebbe's son. He says, we say, B'yodcha Afkid Ruchi, right? With your hand, I put my collateral with you, Hashem. Right? Every night I would go to sleep, right? There's a custom to say Vidas, a custom to say Krishma Lamita. It's that I'm giving over my neshama to you. So that what? Then in the morning, this is what he says, is fabulous. Then in the morning, you're able to say one bracha. You know what the bracha says? Shalai Sanigai. That my neshama, now we understand what we were saying before, that the neshama that I came back, if I engage my neshama when Hashem passed by, before, with the blessing of Shalai Yisani Goy, I engage before I allow the klippas of what's called the klippas of the non-Jewish world to come onto it. If I engage that bracha, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to create what I've done. I create a night where I go to sleep and I create, and I have a chizik, I want to do chizik amuna, and I immediately wake up and I say, Hashem, you return the bikkurim. What's the bikkurim? The bikkurim is the pristine neshama that you gave me. That neshama should not have any klippas of rana. Should not have any klippas of goy, of strangers. El Zor, of a god of strangers. It's a bracha that Shalai Sanigai. And when we do that, we understand something very powerful. Right? We understand that if we have a moment every morning in our lives where before we get engaged in the physical reality of the world and then the, whatever you want to call the thing that pulls us down, the Ra, the Tumma, whatever it is, any aspect, we are engaged with Hashem in the bracha of Shalai Sanigai, that you've given me back a neshama that at this moment could be completely clean. It can be completely connected to you, Hashem. And this is what we announce. So when we announce Shalai Sanigai, it says, Hashem, thank you for the opportunity of giving me this neshama. But what is neshama? What is the Shalai Sanigai? What is the milah? What is the perk? What's the aspect of someone the Shalai Sanigai? So we know there's a famous question. The Rambam brings down this question. Rav Kivir Eger brings down this question. The Rambam brings down philosophy. We have to love Hashem, right? Love Haftas Hashem. Lekach Shalav Hashem. How could you command someone to love, right? This is a very philosophical question. Rav Kivir Eger says it also by Shema. How could you say that Hashem loves? How could you say we love Hashem? You can't command an emotion. So what the Rambam writes I'm sorry, what the Sfas Emes brings down based on this Rambam, with the way the Rambam answers it, is that there's a reality. What when we call Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, when we say we're Shloim Son of God, what Hashem has done is what Hashem created us. When he said Anoich Hashem Alekecha and Lo Yia, when he said that he imprinted that on our essence, our souls, what he created was a reality, is that there's a connection of deep love. What creates, what the starting point of our relationship is deep love, which philosophically could be true. Well, we know every relationship that someone does, we have a child. The starting point is love, right? So what causes us not to have the love? It's the, whatever you want to call it, the klipos, you want to call it, the hour pulling away from it or everything. But this natural default position of a relationship with Akash Baruch Hu, when we're clean, when we don't have shloya sani goy affecting us, is love. So at the moment that we wake up, we have this opportunity to engage Hashem with love. A non-Jew, a goy, does not have this ability. What I mean to say, you ever wonder why is it that only Jews have to keep all these mitzvahs and they can't eat certain things? You know, they can't eat shellfish, they can't eat chazer and everything. Well, it's very simple. When there's Klal Yisrael has an aspect of that, since they're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since they're connected to something pristine. So when you're connected to something pristine, when you have something clean, you have to be careful not to muddy it up. A non-Jew does not have the relationship of connection, of love, the default position. So they could be with something Tomei. They have the ability to connect with Tomei and not affect them in a way of the relationship, because the relationship is not a pristine relationship in the first place. So, and by the way, what do we do, right? Right? What we do is that we have the built, we sometimes also dirty our relationship. But that's our doing. That's not the starting point. So when we say Shalai Sani Goy, we're saying two things about Shalai Sani Goy. We're saying on a spiritual level, Shalai Sani Goy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a deep, a relationship with us, with Avo, that other nations of the world don't have. And another thing is that Shalai Sani Goy is that, and even the physical reality, the same way that we have restrictions that allow us, the restrictions are not restrictions. They're an announcement to us, a commentary to us on the fact that the relationship that we're talking about here of our body and soul are connecting to God in such a pure, pristine way that you can't dirty it, you can't sully it. So our starting point of this thing is, we started last week, exactly being to have the understanding between yom, day and night. What you said, we explained, was day and, mamuna and knowledge, understanding the difference between ra, good, good and bad. However you want to say that. The next step of the thing is Shloi Sani Goy is in a statement of like, thank you Hashem for giving me this moment of clarity to instill in our day a reality of that Hashem loves us, and there's no Goy in me at this moment if I don't engage it. What a chaval if you spend it before you make this bracha, you end up in impacting, you throw in all your necessary, morning routine of things that are maybe, not, we're bringing in the world. And we're going to see this, if we understand that we're going to see that when people, we're going to see that this is true every time we talk about Kedusha. Right? Why? So, we asked the question, what is Yisrael? And we talked about the concept, which we know very well, that one of the things that the Jewish people in Mitzrayim did not do is they didn't change the Lashon. They spoke Lashon HaKadosh. And we talked about in Asher Bacha Banu Mikol Amin, when we say in Birchas HaTorah, one of the Bacha Banas that we see on Yontiv is that V'ratan Mikol HaShonis, that one of the things that makes us choice is that our Lashon, the way we talk and the Lashon HaKadosh we have. Right? Why? Because we know what is a man, Adam. Right? Atem kor Adam. The Christ was called Adam and no one else is called Adam. Why is Yisrael called Adam? Because if you look, when Hashem created man, what made him man? So the famous targum that maybe people know, L'ruach Mamela. He gave him the ability to speak. They gave him the ability to communicate. So what gets mankind a power above everyone else is the concept of Dibur. What makes Klal Yisrael above the rest, what Yisrael, as like the Kuzri explains, there's Adam and there's Yisrael. What makes Yisrael greater is Lashon HaKodesh. It's how we use our mouth, how we keep our mouth pristine, how we talk, how we say things. Right? It's very clear that the whole aspect of Dibur when it comes to Jewish people is to be positive, to praise Hashem, to talk. So if we start off with the Shaloya Sani Goya of what makes a Goy Goy and what makes us, I've been in places so many times where it's amazing. Like the lush, the nivel pet that's become so like easy and so, you know, in the world out there, it's like regular talking. You could cringe from it, right? But as Rav Dessa says on explaining the achet of nivel peh, he says nivel peh is the ultimate lack of discipline. It means you have nothing else. You have no other word to use, and you sometimes wonder if that's the only words they have, right? If you know, because every other word is nivel peh. So I'm not even going down all the level. Forget about that level. But how we choose to use our mouth, how we choose to use our words, as is a beautiful pasuk, which is a pasuk about tuma. It says, "V'chol kli pesuach asher ein tzamit pasul lev tumayu." So any kli which was open, and I was looking up this pasuk, but I asked my chai rochel to get me the chumash, and she's like, "Oh, I'm learning by midrash." I asked her, "Okay, what does this pasuk say?" And she immediately told me the whole pasuk and translated. So Baruch Hashem, which is that any kli that's open, which doesn't have a way to shut it, ain't summit pasil, and doesn't have to shut, ain't summit pasil, elav tamehu. So the definition of tuma is any kli that can't be shut. Right? So some of us has learned this the hard way, but Klal Yisrael understands that a kli that can't be shut, a mouth that just keeps going, a mouth that doesn't stink before it talks, is not, it's called tummy. Kedusha is understanding Sait Chachma Shtika, that the aspect of Chachma Shtika, that the foundation of wisdom is quietness, right? The aspect of that is that sometimes deeper is deeper and sometimes deeper is not saying deeper. You want to know what Tahar is? You know what Shloya Sadegah is? Then we don't know his talk. You know what Tum is? A Kli that doesn't close his mouth. A Kli that doesn't shut. How do we know this? Because the word Samit Pasil Olav, which means that there should be a ability to close, is the same Kamachia Shloya Sadegah. So Shloya Sadegah, we make the Baruch Shloya Sadegah, we understand that we have at the point, the minute that we're saying Shloya Sadegah, we have an opportunity to engage the Tov, engage what makes Klai so special is it isn't the negative, because it's a thank you Hashem that you have not attached the negative to us. And in Chas Shalom, we've been attached a negative. Our negative, the outside world has influenced us that we cannot really truly say the Baruch Shloya Sadegah. Hashem gives us the opportunity every single night to re-engage and say, tonight I'm going to say Vidu, I'm going to give you back my neshama, you're going to bring it back to me, that kind of neshama start to be Tahara, you're going to give back me Tahara, and I'm going to re-engage. I'm going to start my day not impacted by that. I'm going to start my day impacted by my Ratzon, what's true to me, which is the Tov of it. But I have to remember, that Shaloya Sanigoy, that I should engage with the Taif and not allow, that's called the Geisha world, the out there, what that influences, the Klippas, however you want to say the word, into us. So the brachas, Hashem has given me the opportunity every day to say the Shaloya Sanigoy. So now we could understand something very interesting, right? We understand that in the concept of Shaloya Sanigoy, there's also, right, we under that, like on Shabbos, right? There's an aspect that we know that the non-Jews are not allowed to keep Shabbos. And one of the aspects of the non-Jews not keep Shabbos is because that they are, because the reality of Shabbos is complete Tahara. The reality of Shabbos is Hashem gives us the opportunity to connect in a way that we are connected without the outside influences, the outside, you know, the strange gods. The Avodah Zarah or the Ra of the outside world. That's why we're so careful on Shabbos, not to let the outside world influence, not to get into it, not to read stuff and not to talk about things that don't matter on Shabbos, right? Because what we're saying is the whole Shabbos itself. And by the way, the words Zachar Vishamar of Zachar Vishamar is the same gematria as Shlai Sanigai. It's the same gematria of that lock, have the ability to pull yourself away and not be. So we've heard this from Rabbanim all the time. They would talk, every time you hear us talk about the Kedusha Shabbos, how you should make sure that the outside world and also the outside influence shouldn't affect your Shabbos. Right? It's a terrible thing. Well, look, I don't think it's a good idea to talk politics at any meal, but on a Shabbos, for sure not. Right? What, Lashon Hara, forget about. You know, there's always people, these beautiful little, like, things on the table that says, you know, this, please don't speak Lashon Hara at the Shabbos table. What you have to understand is that literally the Shabbos and the Avdol, we establish the separation. We establish a non-Jew does not have Shaychus to Shabbos. You know why non-Jew have Shaychus to Shabbos? Because a non-Jew doesn't have the Tahara that we have. Doesn't have the pristine, connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't have the ingrained starting point of default position of being that Hashem and our Hashem are in love. Right? If you're talking about that, if you're talking about the starting point being that, and this, the only thing that can affect us is the outside influence. So when Hashem gives us the ability to engage without the outside influence, by the way, the Sas Emes says that Matana Genuza, by the Shabbos has a Matana Genuza, it's hidden very much. So the Sas Emes explains it, we think that Shabbos comes at us. No, Hashem takes us into his Shabbos. So we're protected from the sound world. But if you bring in the outside world, so what we're doing is we're saying, at the same time we're expressing Zach Hashem or Shlai Shani God, we're bringing onto ourselves the Ra. We're bringing onto ourselves the Goy. We're bringing it into our words, the world of words. We're bringing it into our world of Shabbos. We're bringing it into a world of Kedusha. So the first bracha that we have, after understanding the difference between Bina, between Yom V'Laila, or good and evil, is Hashem, thank you for giving me the opportunity to be in a place where there is, where I'm not, I don't have, even within myself, I don't have for a moment, Goy. I don't have that Yetzer at this moment, if I engage it right away. And by the way, how powerful is that if you start your day that way? How do you think that the Skaber Kari, when you get up in Ari, and you establish your day in a way of, Hashem believes in me, Hashem has given me the opportunity, Hashem has given me a clean slate and he's given us the opportunity to, at this moment, establish Shalai Sani Goy. There's no Goy here. Not even within me. Right? Even if it don't last for that long, maybe by the time you get to, you know, you leave shul, it's over. But for those moments, you start off your day, you ingrain your day that Hashem this opportunity. And what you do the rest of the day is you re-engage, you try to engage as much Shloya Sani Goy as possible. So if I'm at a business or I'm at a meeting and there's someone, you know, talking about either a good piece of festive piece of Lashon Hara, or they're all together. They're talking about something that's not appropriate for the neshama that Hashem has given me for today. The goal oriented. I could tap into, re-engage and say, wait a second. I don't want Shalai Sani Goy. I don't want to be that. So the bracha is not, I made you Yisrael. That is right. It's true. Hashem made us Israel. The bracha is that Hashem is giving us the opportunity to engage that we could create Shalai Sani Goy. When we do that, when we accomplish the real Ratzon that Hashem wanted. Because what Hashem wants is to take our physical reality, to take our body and to have the soul engaged in the body where the body rejects the physical world. Well, the body rejects what the world out there, what the Geisha world says it has to be. When we do that, when we accomplish that, then we have Yom Shabbos Menucha. We have that's the whole Olam Haba. So the starting point of this bracha is Shalai Asani Goy. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me this opportunity. When we engage in that way, we started they that way. Then we're going to see next week is Shalai Asani Ovet. Because what we understand Evet as being a slave to our own desires. Okay. So I wish everyone the ability to understand, to give the, to have a new understanding to this bracha, and have a great night.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.